It's a question about the Quran, and it's a question about the Judgment Day. The Quran, in many places, talks about the Judgment Day, and it really stresses it a lot. And I'm wondering why that teaching of the Judgment Day seems different than some of the other religions. And I know that we believe Judgment Day happens every day. It's not one day. Or is there a day kind of at the end of the world where there really is a Judgment Day?
Yes, there is. It's the original energy of the universe is exhausted, and the universe will collapse back to itself. Then that is actually, if you read the Quran, it says the mountains will blow away and the earth will be destroyed, and all, everything sounds like the whole universe will start dissolving and be destroyed. And in that time, actually that was the answer also we get to the question from Shwara, that, you know, why not everybody goes to heaven? You know, everybody makes it there. Why not? How come, you know, some souls eventually not going to make it? Because in any cycle of the creation of the universe, eventually the original energy will exhaust itself. And we can see the evidence of it in the supernovas, that the suns eventually lose their original nuclear fission. They collapse on themselves and create a supernova that destroys that solar system. And eventually this is going to happen in the universe itself. And when that time comes, everything is going to be destroyed and dissolved and go back to nothingness, or not being created anymore. And that time, the souls that have not made it to the higher consciousness or pure consciousness will be left out of pure consciousness, absolute bliss, and that is hell. That hell is at the end of the creation. So there is a time that you either made it or you didn't make it. If you didn't make it, you're gonna play for billions and billions and billions of years before the next creation of created and give you opportunity. So that again gives an urgency, because that time might not happen millions or billions of years from now, might happen tomorrow. Nobody knows. And when God gets tired, you know, he goes back to sleep. And the whole universe all becomes, you know, coldness and no creation. So in that time, if you didn't make it, you're going to be in trouble. You're going to fall out of the grace and in the absolute despair. So that is kind of a hell that physically is going to happen. But that's going to happen soon. So that there is that kind of a hell, and also there is hell, as you mentioned, every day. Some people are already in hell. Okay? They are agitated, they are uncomfortable, they are feeling, you know, bad, they don't like anything in their life, they're just, you know, miserable. Okay? They're in hell. So that is a sign that I better get my spiritual life. Actually, it's good, in a way, because God is telling you, hey, your life is a hell. Okay, get down, get come to heaven. Okay. So you can submit taking his ignorant spiritual courses. There's not much different actually from the last day in Quran and the last day in the Bible. Is there? Also, in the Bible also it says it's going to be a day of judgment and the devil is going to be bound and his followers are all in the lake of fire and those who made it become sons of God and they go to heaven and they're going to leave the team and all that. But the New Ageist teaches what? No, we're all going to go to heaven and you just have your own way and you follow what you believe and you don't need anybody to tell you what is right and wrong, and that's wrong. Absolutely. So that's what God sent the scriptures. God sent the word of God to the humanity that they would be guided to the higher consciousness and that purity. So the way again is that it's the coming of life. And following the 15 commandments, purification of the physical, mental, and soul of the human. Eventually, you know, we create more and more of the people who have this pure consciousness, and in that time coming, they all go to heaven, and those who didn't listen to these teachings, you know, they probably fall into that place. It's called the hell. So there is a judgment day. Nobody really judging you but yourself. Okay? It's not that God is going to come and, you know, say, oh, no, you didn't do good. Go to hell, you didn't do good. Go to heaven. You judge yourself because you know better than anybody else what you did. Okay? And you and God are the same thing, aren't they? So when you do bad, you know you did bad. Nobody can do that. Come tell you you did bad. You know you did bad. Then don't do it. As the Catholic Church says, when you do bad, your soul becomes dirty, dark or something, right? So really, what they're saying is true. They put it in a simple way for the kids to understand. But the truth is, when you do something, nobody knows better than yourself. That's good enough. Because if you know, who knows? God knows. Because you and we are one. Can't hide anything from you. Okay. So, if you reach a point you cannot lie to yourself, you don't lie to anybody else. That's why I said, the hardest thing is not to lie to ourselves. Not to create illusion for ourselves. Not to place over things in our life for ourselves. If we can do it, not do it for ourselves, we don't do it to anybody else. You're open. You're open book. You're not afraid of scrutiny or people asking and digging into your life. That's my love. Okay? You want to know about it? I'm open. What do you want to know? Okay? I have no fear of any scrutiny in my life at all. Because I don't lie, I don't do bad things, and if you want to come and scrutinize my life, I'm open to it. There's no secret. That's why I'm very opposed of the secrets. Some people say, oh, this is the secret to somebody's life. Why do they need secret? Why do they have to live in such a life that they have secret? They have to be honest in such a way that, open, okay, come. So, the most important thing is to purify ourselves in such a way that we realize that what we do, we know it. It's possible to do something we don't know unless we are sleepwalkers. In other words, we all know what we did. No? If we know what we did, who knows what we did? God knows what we did. We are one. So it's when you reach that point, then you are in pure consciousness. When that time comes, you're not afraid. It goes right to the heart of the Father in heaven. That's what the heaven is. Heaven and hell is in ourselves, in no one else. Make sense? But there is a last day, there is a judgment. And there's a lot of people, they don't want to accept that, but that is the truth. There is going to be a last day and last moment that those who made it, they make it to heaven. Those they did not will go to a bad place.
Atreya?
Mm-hmm.
Atreya?
Yes,
go ahead. Don't believe in good or bad, or that they have done anything bad when the judgment is coming. Does that still refer to as if they have broken the 15 commandments or the 10 commandments? Even if in their mind they are not aware of anything that they have done bad, or they don't think they have done bad?
You're saying you're going to answer. Yeah. Sure. If somebody else wants to answer, it's okay with me too. That would be great.
I was just adjusting
sure. Yeah, so she's adjusting until she's saying she's going to answer. I say, okay, go ahead. But that would be great if you guys have an answer. That would be great. Yeah, absolutely. That is why God sent the prophets. Okay? You know, that is why He sends His word to humanity and says, this is the way, the best for you. this is, that's why he gives this answer. Okay, that's why he invites everybody to come to hear this word. Then you don't have excuses to say, no, I didn't know it is bad to be prejudiced. I didn't know it's bad to be narrow-minded. I didn't know it's bad to discriminate. I didn't know, you know, adultery and fornication is no good. I didn't know I shouldn't covet my, neighbor. I didn't know that I have, you know, satsang service and meditation is the way for the spiritual progress. I didn't know this thing. He said, no, you do. You came in Saturday and you listened to my Charya and he told you this thing you have to do. And you don't have any excuses. It said in Quran, it said in Bible, it said in Bayan, it said in, you know, Buddhism and Hinduism and all those religions that you have to purify yourself physically, mentally, and spiritually. You have to follow the 15 commandments. You have to, you know, carry the commands of life. You should not be prejudiced. You should not discriminate. You should not lie. You should not steal. You should not, you know, do the things God said not to do. Now you say, and God said, I didn't know that. God said, yes, you did. Remember that lifetime? You read the Bible many lifetimes? Each time you read the Bible, you become responsible. This is my word, I told you. So that's why it's so important that we be very, very discerning in our life, very meditative in our life, very grateful in our life, that we see His words, we bring them to our life. That is one of the things that bothers me, is when the word of the God comes and the people take it so lightly. Okay? When they take it lightly, who's going to get hurt? They are going to get hurt. Because they have been, the word has come to them. That is, the God has sent the word to them. That is the way it should be. Now you say, no, well, maybe my Bible doesn't mean this. Okay, I'll do whatever I want. And Bible doesn't make any difference. It's just that all the stories from the old people, they didn't know what to talk about. We can go to the moon now, so we don't need the Bible because we have God ourselves. Okay. Then God said, oh yeah. And we see that discussion comes. Okay. So that is why God sends these words to humanity to awaken them, to tell them what is correct, what is not correct. So they do not have excuse in that they say, yeah, if there is a story that has never been told, yes, you are absolutely right. They have the right to say, he didn't know. And that's their right, they're correct, he didn't know. But who is on the earth that doesn't have a religion or a prophet who have come to them? Everybody, every religion, every man on the earth, they have some spiritual being, some religion, some prophet has been sent to them and has told them what the words of God is to them. And with the internet and with the communication, ability we have, these words have come to them. When you look at my video on the website, it's just not a video. I didn't put it that because I like my picture to be there and everybody look at me. No, it is the word. Anybody who click on this thing and hear that I say nobody knows the truth until the seven hand will come, they have received the message. That's it. They cannot later on say, no, we didn't know. God said, oh yes, we did click on that link that he told you that. So that's why it's very important to meditate in these words and in this revelation and say, yeah. Anytime anybody listens to these rap songs and this word, they are being warned. That's why Prophet Muhammad called himself, I am a warner. Okay? I'm a prophet of God that comes to warn you. Warn of what? The word of God. That's what how God wants us to live. That's what how we have to set up our lives. Okay? The more we follow his word, the closer you become to him, and the more his word becomes important to us than our own word. So, yes, you are right. If they haven't heard the word of God, they can that day to say, we didn't know. But now that every man has heard the word of God, they have heard the truth. Does that make sense?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Freya. Thank you so much.